Okay, I'm more than willing to stay with this because I still think it's an enormous story in the state. We're talking about Sawchuk, who was harassing Davis Maturi and his family month after month after month after month after month. Vandalism, hate speech, harassment, threatening physical violence. And 30-some phone calls to 911. And the police monitored the situation, waited to try to confront, address it, talk to Sawchuk out of the home. That never happened. And then a shooting took place on a Wednesday in his neck, spine. Thankfully, he's going to recover. And a lot of attention was paid to it. City council members were calling out the mayor and the police chief, Fry and O'Hara. Did not reach out to those individually. Made it public through a letter. We can debate the politics of that. But then a couple days later, middle of the night, middle of the morning, Monday, they did burst into the home. Today, as Susie pointed out, activists at City Hall at a committee meeting saying O'Hara and Fry both need to go. I don't understand how they didn't address it sooner. Understanding how complex this is and how cautious you have to be and how you're trying to avoid shots fired. You're dealing with someone who has been declared mentally incompetent in other cases, who's been involved in harassment cases multiple times before. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not. I get it. And by the way, I feel like overall O'Hara has done a very good job since he was named as the police chief, including availability, accountability, and calling people out, including Mary Moriarty. And they're down hundreds of officers, and they are boxed in because we had a bit of a spirited last call where the caller, Dean, was like, well, they can't do anything. They can't do it. And I get there are activists, Dave, who are in some ways frauds because they want it both ways. When someone's shot, where were you? When someone's shot, you overreacted. And it's just their default that they didn't like the person right away, or they just want to make news right away. If O'Hara, as you pointed out astutely, apologized and they went in with force on Monday after more of the public was paying attention to it, to me, you find a way to go in sooner. Let's get your text and we'll get to the weather nonsense. You know, we're getting these reports about electricity issues. Like a texter talking about Ramsdale. My boy Mike attends YZ. I know YZ High School was without power for a while. So, not good. Are you getting any reports your way out there?
No, Woodbury's very solid on the power grid.
Everybody has just triple the power they need in Woodbury.
A lot of power.
A lot of power.
More than we can deal with. We actually run appliances overnight just because.
Okay.
Got to eat it up or else, you know, it just builds up.
Sure. Chad, you many hopeless folks can't have it both ways. Smear the cops and the bad guys after Floyd and then expect on-demand and mini cop help when you're in trouble. Enjoy reaping what the hate cop, I'm not going to use one of the words because it's has too many racial overtones, Minnesota's hopeless have sown with no response from cops. You are allowed to judge things individually. By the way, this show instantaneously belittled and dismissed defunding the police. Not for one split second did I think that was a good idea. I think it's idiotic. And I said it then. I'm also allowed to look at Derek Chauvin and say he murdered a guy. I'm also looked at other isolated incidents within police departments, including Minneapolis. And again, they're isolated because, as I've said repeatedly, the overwhelming officers are good to very good to great, and we're lucky to have them. You're also allowed, like every profession, to say, yeah, some of those folks are incompetent. If I'm incompetent as a talk show host, it's not the same ramifications as an officer. So you can have examinations. You can have different approaches. And, Dave, some of them go too far, and some of them don't go far enough. And I think when quality officers are on a scene, if they have to worry so much that their health is in jeopardy, that's an enormous problem. But if we have other policies in place where there's further examination of what's going on in departments where there has been too much racially profiling, or you are looking at other approaches which may make a police force, including a big city like Minneapolis, better, that's fine. But you know what most people want to do? They just want to generalize. All cops are bad. All cops are good.
Reading from Brian O'Hara, what he said on Sunday.
Yeah, right there. Go
ahead. In this instance, we failed this victim 100%. Because that should not have happened to him. The Minneapolis police somehow did not act urgently enough to prevent that individual from being shot. And to that victim, I say, I am sorry.
Exactly.
You are allowed to, as you say, support the police, to not be a defunder, but still say, you know what?
You can screw up.
I'm going to believe the chief on this one when he even admits, we didn't do our job well enough this time. That's okay.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't make you a cop basher. Now, some are, no matter what. If you think this show does that on a regular basis, you need to get your hearing check, or you just have decided you're just going to lie to yourself.
Well, as you said, on Tuesday, the ultimate pro-cop guest on this show, Blair Anderson.
Yeah.
You know, one of the quotes, I believe, was, what the hell was MPD doing?
A guy who's been in law enforcement for 30 years.
Yes.
Okay. Get out of here.
Told us how much he really likes Brian O'Hara.
Yep.
Really likes the work that he's done changing that department, changing how the department is seen in the community they serve.
Among the Texas police are very shorthanded. Do you want to be a cop? They're short-staffed. Some are ridiculous. All that this is happening. To the officers who are good to very good, to great, to even average, thank you, thank you, thank you for what you do. Doesn't mean every time we just say, hey, police were involved in something, so we can't even ask a question. Chad, you're so out of touch. The caller is absolutely correct. No, the caller is not absolutely correct because we just read you Brian O'Hara apologizing. Chad, this guy's an idiot. I don't think he's an idiot at all. Going after George Floyd, drugging loser. Did he have drugs in his body? Yes. Was he involved in criminal behavior? Yes. I never once turned George Floyd into a hero. Not one single time. But he was murdered because Derek Chauvin went way too far. Minute after minute after minute after minute. I love how because, you know, he had been involved in by the way, he shouldn't have resisted arrest. He shouldn't have been killed. What a novel concept. The weather. Natural transition. We spent three segments on the topic. And by the way, if there's more news tomorrow, we'll address it. And we still would reach out to O'Hara again. Send something out to MPD and see if he's willing to come on. I doubt it since they haven't got back to us, but let's try again. If you don't want summer back right away after today, Dave, and I believe your head should be examined. You should see a doctor right now and the doctor's allowed to ask you, what is wrong with you?
But Chad, it's sweater weather.
It's sweater weather.
You don't see that it's crisp air out there?
It's hoodie weather. By the way, this is fall. By the way, all the great weather we've had, all of it, until recently, summer-like weather. All you folks have been bragging about, oh, it's 75, what a great fall day. That's not fall. When does winter start? December 21st. Basically, 2 months from now, you went belly up. You went soft. You parked inside. I parked outside today. Snow pellets hitting my face.
I parked in a ramp. It's still technically outside.
You're soft.
Open air.
Soft. This is what you want. Snow pellets hitting your face. Or Tuesday when it's 75 and a Zephyr. Come on.
You're just jealous because I paid less than you and got to skyway it here while you got the pellets to the face.
I did. I don't like the snow pellets to my face. It's a simple proposition. You've nailed it. Are you pro snow pellets to the face? Not just my face, because I know we get a lot of texts just saying, yes, more snow pellets in that goofball's face. Are you pro snow pellets in your face, like today, or are you non-snow pellets in your face like Tuesday? It's as simple as that, right?
Seems good.
75 and gorgeous, or this garbage. Try to defend yourself if this is your position. Or just say, as usual, Chad and Dave, they're right. Sure, Chad, when a hard subject comes up, go to the weather. Smiley face. Thank you.
Got a point.
Yeah, three segments. I don't want summer back. Should I go see a doctor right now? Yes. Leave work, leave home, leave the candy, go see a doctor.
If you don't want summer, what could you want? I just don't understand it. Is this what you want?
No, they want winter. They want the change of seasons. And they have romanticized the change of season. Because the change of season isn't always 52 degrees, sunny out, autumnal. There's a lot of days like this.
Yeah, a lot of trash days.
A lot of trash days. Then they want winter. Who doesn't like the days when it's 27 and the snow seemingly is glued to the trees?
There are some nice things about winter.
And the roads are shockingly plowed, and maybe you snowshoe. Maybe you ski. Yeah. Maybe you got a fire.
Get the sleds out.
You know what it's like most days? The snow's black. There's giant hills, so you can't see the cars coming.
That's right. You're sliding into traffic anyway.
Yeah, dopes don't know how to drive.
If you can get in your car because your door probably froze.
Yeah, you're sick of it. You're late to work. Your boss is yelling at you. School is closed because school likes to close so fast now, so you got to figure out childcare. Or it's 75 and sunny out.
Yeah, and no one even cares if you're at work anyway because the boss is gone at 2 o'clock to play golf.
Yes. I think we need more doctors to help people out in this area.
It would be nice.
Maybe this should be our cause. Need more doctors to help you understand summer.
Yeah. Warmth and sunlight.
Good.
Who's against those things?
Snow pellets hitting your face. Bad.
Yeah. Darkness at 4:30.
Yeah.
Not great.
No. No, 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 no. It's just one day, hoity-toity, Chad. We need the precipitation. I'm hustling home to get the kids' winter coats and winter boots out and the mittens. Because we're going out tonight, I think people will give us lots of candy for walking through it. Well, as long as you're 14 and under, then you're allowed to go out.
That's not true. Bobby was on the right side of history earlier in the show.
And history? You know, I didn't realize it was a historical moment.
It was.
Why don't you, how about this? I got a new idea. During winter, I want you to prep outside. Set up a tent outside Dan Kelly's, and you'll get a further appreciation of what winter is like. I cannot be influenced at this point. I've reached my conclusion. I'm in my early 90s. I'm not flexible. You're in your early 50s?
No.
Mid-50s?
No.
59? Where are you?
No, that's you.
Okay.
That's you knocking on 60's door.
Knock, knock, knocking. Am I going to work on that day?
I hope so.
I think I might be teeing it up. I think it gets old when people work on their birthday and then they talk all about it and wait for people to say how great their birthday is.
Well, you don't have to talk all about it.
Yeah. Could be. I might be just hiding in shame because I can't believe I'm 60 years old next year.
Trust me. We all believe it.
Oh, my God. Stop it. It's beautiful out there. A plow just went down my road. Is it going to melt in a few days? Yeah. What scam artist is out there right now with the plow? Okay, if you're at least, I mean, I know there are parts of the state where it is 4, 5, 6 inches, but if you're in the metro area and your plow guy is out right now, you need to fire your plow guy, right?
Are we talking the street plow guy, or are we? We're not to the point where we need to treat the roads, right?
Are you kidding me?
Schaefer or somebody else this morning saying, you know, ground temperature is still around 60 degrees. You know, this stuff ain't sticking unless it's, you know, maybe on the tall grass or some leaves. It's not sticking on the pavement.
We're willing to take on big snowplow.
Really?
Yeah.
A specific one, like one that's been named?
Are we going to get to that soon, too?
You bet we are. It's the best part of winter.
Oh, my God. That's another stupid thing about winter, that we name the snowplow.
Well, I've got a whole list of names that are going to come from the Chad Hartman show.
No, they're not. No, they're not. That might be Elizabeth! That would be good, though, if the snowplow is identified with the show, the guy who's made more fun of it than anybody else. I'm in Plymouth. There's 4 inches of really thick stuff, and I'm glad there's a plow for me. It's going to melt in an hour, right? I'm Plymouth proud. I'm headed out there. I mean, if you want to have your plow guy swing into my house, I won't object. But you shouldn't be paying for a plow guy today, right? In the metro area?
Well, you got to sign the contract, yeah.
Well, that's true. Which way, and you're so cheap, you're against both, but which way are you inclined to go? Per time your plow comes out, or gal, excuse me, misogynist.
Yeah, careful.
Or I'll pay you for the whole season. Because last year, boy, that was snake eyes.
Unless you were the plow guy or gal.
Yeah, you were in Palm Desert.
Exactly.
You were with me in California.
You spent about $2.50 on salt and paying wages. Well, you just raked it in from all the saps that paid you for 5 months.
Which way would you go if you had to?
Well, up until last year, I would have gone just, do the monthly thing. But no, I think I'd go every time.
Every time?
Yep.
Every time. Jason DeRussia has a patio. And he likes to demonstrate that all the time with his patio picks. You can go to DeRussia J. There's about 19 of them out there. Let's talk to Jason on a variety of topics. Jason's going to take you home 3 to 6 here on Newstalk A30 WCCO. All right, let's try to get to a number of topics here. Jason,
I'm ready.
Is here.
Let's go.
So Mark Cuban on The View today, Donald Trump and women, right? That's been a debate. Harris, more the female voters, Trump, more the male. His comment yesterday, I'm going to protect you no matter if you like it or not, whatever. Donald Trump, this is Mark Cuban today. Donald Trump, you never see him around strong, intelligent women ever. It's just that simple. That's a very insulting comment by Mark Cuban. Me defending Donald Trump, I guess. Not really. But to suggest that any female who's around Donald Trump is dumb is pretty repugnant.
Are we going to do this with every ding-dong who says some kind of dumb thing?
Mark Cuban is one of the most visible Harris supporters.
So what?
On a nationally televised show.
I'm so tired of this.
I think you're tired of the race.
Also true.
Yeah.
But I am tired of the phony outrage. Yes, it's offensive. It is. It's objectively offensive. Mm-hmm. Also, so what?
Well, okay.
It's entertainment at this point. People are just trying to get a rise out of people. You got Mark Cuban talking.
I think he believes it.
Well, that is an interesting question. I would.
And it's insulting.
You think he believes that every woman that Donald Trump surrounds himself with, not every supporter, but his like inner circle, that they're weak? Maybe.
I've watched him a lot.
Why? He just doesn't stop talking. I do think the downfall of this country is podcasts. Okay. It just opens up a venue for every loser to come on and say something. And then now the laziest media in the history of the world has a story because some goof nut said something on some show.
I love podcasts. In fact, you can download our podcast, Chad Hartman Show, Odyssey, and anywhere else you get podcasts.
That's
right, Dave?
That's a great
podcast. We believe in podcasts.
Yes, well, that's a great podcast.
Oh.
Next topic.
Go.
New poll reveals America's favorite sandwich.
Okay.
pretty blah choices here, okay? Grilled cheese, 42%.
This country is blah.
Chicken, 40%.
Wait, what's number one?
Grilled cheese. Chicken, 40%. Like, what kind of chicken?
Grilled cheese is a mid sandwich at best.
Go ahead.
Wow. I clearly don't know how to make a grilled cheese.
It has one ingredient, cheese. Like, come on. Like,
it's got bread.
Oh, we melted it.
Bread's
great.
Involved.
I like a grilled cheese, but best sandwich? Come on.
Okay. This is in honor of National Sandwich Day on November 3rd. We're getting ahead.
Gotta get ahead.
Okay. We need to be more specific. Okay, text me.
Chicken.
What is the greatest sandwich?
Like lunch meat chicken or like fried chicken? Or
well, I don't have that here. What All is right. the greatest sandwich? What is your favorite sandwich? 651-461-9226. Turkey, 30%. Turkey. Ugh. Turkey, get out of here.
Fine.
Overrated, dull.
It's fine.
Ham, better than chicken and turkey.
Agreed.
Tuna.
Ham is beautiful Minnesota pork.
The way I make it, it's phenomenal.
I like a tuna sandwich.
My tuna includes egg, peanut butter, and jelly. 21.
Chicken salad, sort of underrated, actually. A chicken salad sandwich, a good one.
As long as it doesn't get overloaded with mayo.
Too mayo, I know.
Too mayo-y. Yep.
Standard sandwich, I would say, is too dry in the Twin Cities. We're afraid
well, you've
of
got
sauce.
A story on
we're afraid of mayo.
Right?
I did, yeah. That's still on newsstands for another couple of weeks, my sandwich list.
Do we have any newsstands? I mean, where is
when I go to the Lunds and Byerly's, I like to see.
You just like see yourself?
I like to see the Minnesota Monthly sitting right there.
Hey, that's me right
well,
here.
Well, they'll never put me on the cover, interestingly enough. How long? Every other magazine in this town has put me on the cover.
Every other magazine.
Except.
Every magazine.
Yes. Except the one I've written at for 15 years.
Well, put on that Richard Simmons outfit on again.
That's right.
What is Jason DeRussia? If you're making it, well, no, if you can buy, if you
if I'm making a Sammy,
either making or out. Yeah. I love a Monte Cristo.
Ooh,
I love a pulled pork.
Yeah,
I love a Cubano.
Yeah,
of these
favorite Cubano.
Oh man, there are a lot of good choices. I don't know if I have one definitive Cubano. Right.
I put
here in
Victor's
town.
As my favorite.
Victor's. I love
in the
Victor's.
Article.
Right.
Pretty good.
I haven't been to Victor's in... No, I went last summer, actually.
Yeah.
Victor's is good. What do you have? This guy, he claims grilled cheese is the greatest sandwich ever.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, that's what we heard. We've got you on record.
I feel like you're besmirching it a little bit, Jason. I think you were big on grilled cheese when we talked before the show.
I like a grilled cheese. I think you're mocking.
You got to mix up your cheeses. You got to add at least two cheeses.
Well, I do make a grilled cheese for Sam, like out because it's a sandwich for a child. So I will make Sam a grilled cheese.
Treats his child like he's a toddler.
But I will blend.
You put a little tomato on there?
No. Just
ham?
Cheese. But I will blend cheeses, multiple cheeses.
Have to.
Is it still a grilled cheese if there's a meat on it?
That's a very good question because they're
we're not afraid of it.
All Square, which is such a great little grilled cheese restaurant, but they hire people
who were
in prison. And so, you know, I know many people think that once you are convicted of a crime, you should
Never have a chance.
Never have a chance, but we have to like give pathways to people, and that's what they're doing, which is pretty cool. But
answer the question.
If the joy of the sandwich is the meat, not the cheese, then it's a meat sandwich with cheese, I would say. It's not really a grilled cheese.
Dave Harrigan, is it still a grilled cheese if ham, bacon?
No. Is a ham and cheese a grilled cheese?
No, that's a ham and cheese.
Probably not.
No?
Probably not. I think that's fair.
Okay.
New York City school curriculum.
At home, usually I'm sort of basic with my sandwich. I'm a salami. With jardinière, I like to put.
I don't know if that's basic. Is it?
I love my
jardinière.
Yeah.
Well, it's just in a jar. You just scoop it out. I'm not pickling my vegetables and adding my spices.
That costs you about $5,000. The jardinière.
I actually import it from Milwaukee.
You do actually.
I do.
Right?
Yeah. Susie Jones brought me back a jar.
Right. That's right.
From
she's covering
from the
a political convention, and Jason's like. I don't really care. Yeah. Where's my condiment?
Could you swing by Gloriosa's Market? Be great.
NYC school kids granted full week before Christmas after seventh graders petition drew thousands of signatures. You want to explain this? The kids wanted another day, right?
Yes. Winter break was supposed to start on the 24th, which is the Tuesday. They were going to be in school on Monday the 23rd, and this kid said no. We don't want to go to school on the 23rd. Number of reasons, perhaps kids won't show up. Number two, we don't want to be there.
And they said okay?
Under the dates this year.
Yeah.
23rd is the Monday. I agree with the kids.
The kids are right. Yeah.
I hate stadiums. I believe in kids. Close Circuit Common. They're right on this one. Are you saying they're wrong? The kids should go on the 23rd?
Yes, they should.
Monday?
Yes.
So sometimes we face these issues with, because, you know, Sam and Seth, Maple Grove High School, athletic powerhouse, soccer team.
Why don't they divide that school? Make Maple Grove North and
maybe
South?
Maybe they should, yeah. Boys soccer team in the state finals, but the game yesterday was at like 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
So you're like, do I send Sam for like first hour and then he goes and then he's supposed to go back for the last class of the day? So then as a parent, you're in this sort of, you're in a box. It's like, what kind of example am I as a parent if I'm like calling the school like Sam has an appointment? Oh, fishy. They had an appointment the same day as it. Like, I don't know. What do you do?
Okay. Let's say Sam's not playing.
Which he's not.
Okay. Are you okay? JV. Are you okay with him just taking the whole day off?
Yeah.
Dave Harrigan, you okay no matter what, no matter the state?
Well, now Friday the game is at 8 in the morning, and I do expect him to go back to school after.
That's ridiculous. I think we talked about this last year, that soccer, a fairly popular sport, is always played at 8 and 10 in the morning when we get to the title.
Yeah.
Why?
Because more people would go.
Why can't they play that game at 7 o'clock at night?
I don't know.
Dave Harrigan, do you think the kids at a high school should be allowed to get out of school for any state championship?
Yeah, they can go to the game.
That counts as an excused absence.
I think if the game is happening during school hours, yes, you can go to the game, but get your butt to class before and after.
Come on now.
You don't get the whole day.
If you have a 10 o'clock start, so the activity bus leaves at 8:45.
Well, they got to booze up before the game, right?
8:45? How long does it take to get from Maple Grove to Minneapolis?
Well, it's like open seating. They don't have assigned seats, I don't think. Like, you sort of...
Maple Grove probably has their own suite. Let's be honest. They're in the club section.
Good luck to you when your kids are old enough. Like, you look at this, and Alyssa and I are both like, we were the goody two-shoes. We never skipped out on school, never missed a class. And then you have this point where you're like, you have to be logical.
They're not going back. If they're on the 8:45 and it's a 10 o'clock game.
Sam will go back.
Well, that's because his parents are mom and dad goody two-shoes.
Now, we did let him take all of yesterday off of school. Like, theoretically, he
could have
gone back.
Because it was 10 o'clock.
Because it was 10 o'clock.
Oh. Well, you're not living up to your goody two-shoes reputation.
Well, 10 o'clock game. It was done by 12:45. By the time they would have got back to Maple Grove, would have been 1:30, and school is done at 2:50.
I mean, do you want all of school canceled for every state championship? I mean, what matters more?
Yes, I do.
Academics
for a state championship, yes.
How about shut down the state because Maple Grove's
playing. How about
playing?
A week?
What are you going to remember? What are you going to remember more as you grow into adulthood? That fun time you had at the state championship or whatever video they're showing you in, like, Dan Cook's brother's pop culture class.
I met him this year at Pints and Paddle.
Mark.
Very fun.
Nice guy.
Very nice guy.
Talking about the kid with the perfect ACT. I think I know what he remembers.
Yeah. Yep. So, do you think kids should go to school at all?
No.
Since,
no.
I mean, just
do whatever you want.
Yeah. At what point should they stop going?
I'm done parenting. Like, we raised one kid. We did enough. And the second one, you're on your own.
The kid just got a perfect ACT score.
Exactly. He's doing fine. What's he need from us?
I bet he did it on his own, knowing you or Alyssa Primovsky.
I got a higher ACT score than Alyssa.
Okay.
Ooh, oh, no. True?
The Cook influence is
shocking
right here.
Shocking.
Yes. Yeah. Halloween, Jason's words to me about 45 minutes ago, you've won me over.
Yeah.
I'm just going to follow your lead.
I may deny it when we come back.
He probably will. Second time in an hour. I've heard these words. You're right, Chad.
He said maybe.
I didn't hear
that. He said maybe.
Didn't hear that part. Did not hear that part at all. My policy is not the giant candy bar. My policy is you get the fun size, the snack size, you put them all in a bowl, and you tell the kids they can have three.
Okay.
I'm a believer in that. I think they're more excited by that, and don't appreciate the giant, we'll use an example here, the Snickers bar.
Yes.
They like the combo, the M&M, the good bar, and the Kit Kat. They want the variety.
So last year, we mixed in full-size candy bars in a big bowl
yep.
with fun size, mini size, whatever they call it, snack.
Yeah, we got controversy whether a fun or a snack is bigger.
They seem to be the same. It yeah. seems to be different manufacturers use yeah. different
I think we should have one name.
So I found that the kids coming to our house, it was pretty split. Like, no one really cared about the full-size candy bar.
Well, then that's not split if no one cares about
the
full-size.
Well, because the older kids would take the full-size, or like a parent.
He's unwilling to say I'm right for a second time.
No, you are right. Thank we you. Have abandoned the full-size candy bar. Now, where you're wrong is that one snack-size Twix is equal to, you need five of them to equal one full-size Twix. So it's not three, it's five. But I do think the kids...
I would never exaggerate size.
Why would you need to?
I don't.
The kids, I think, mostly like the feeling of grabbing multiple
yes.
pieces
yes,
of candy.
That's it.
So we bailed. We're like, I have been convinced by you.
I can send you other life notes.
You like were them, right.
Would you like them daily or weekly?
Chad Hartman was right. Let me just say it for the record. I'm saddened to say it, but I'm saying it.
Are you with me that any child 14 and under is welcome to the home? But 15 and under, go back home.
15 and
unless,
older.
15 and older, excuse me, unless there's some health issues involved. 15 and over, okay, go to a party, go cause trouble,
yeah.
teepee somebody's house, make out with somebody, go on your phone for 4 hours, whatever. Don't come to the house 15 and older unless there's a unique health circumstance.
So there's sort of this...
Chad, you're right. Go ahead.
There's this counter view that has come up.
It's wrong.
Where people are saying, don't... You know what? If these teenagers want to hold on to any piece of childhood, don't steal their joy.
Get out.
And I'm here to tell you, be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
When you're sitting in your house, 3, 4, 5 bourbons in, and some... snot-nosed teenager rings the bell at 8:45, you're pissed. You're pissed about it, aren't you? And, I am.
And about 90% of the time, that kid also is not wearing a costume.
Nope. They don't live on your block.
Nope.
They're just, like, farming for candy.
Yeah.
And
it sounds like the two of us have standards, whereas this guy, he's willing to let an 85-year-old
come over. It's an absolute pandering, like, oh, I love everyone's joy.
Dave,
I don't want to.
Stop pandering, Dave.
Sick of it. That's not what I do. I tell it to people straight.
First of all, who's still giving out candy at 8:45? That's on
you
for not shutting
the light
down the lights. 8 o'clock hits. Sorry, kids. Get out earlier.
So some sweet,
I don't like that
innocent princess comes to your house. Yeah. You're right by the door, and yeah. she's sitting there looking adorable. And what do? Give her the finger?
Lights off.
I mean, what do you, lights off?
No, I just stare at her, and I just slowly go to the light switch, and boom.
I do think people have gotten lazy. They've gotten lazy in the candy distribution, right? Because trick-or-treating usually starts around 5:45, 6 o'clock.
Yep. Right.
Because you should wait until it's dark, I think.
100%.
Myself. But little kids, fine. But
yeah.
like,
yeah, that's
you know,
okay.
6 o'clock is when it should start. But people shut her down by 7:30. Yeah. I'm like, come on, man.
This guy, right over here. Sounds like he's got about a 15-minute window at the Harris house.
We give it till about 8:15.
Do you have to, like, make an appointment on your Calendly?
Exactly.
You
got
to sign up?
Calendly, yes.
It's like you're going to a restaurant. Also, Josephson... his kids have so much candy that they won't eat. He then gives it out to people. I don't have a problem with that. If they're never going to eat
re-gifting it. Regifting the candy?
Yes.
That's fine.
That's
who
totally
cares?
Fine.
You think any kid is mad about it?
No,
and
they,
normally I'm against regifting.
And this guy gives away candy 2 or 3 years later. Harrigan. Good luck in Woodbury.